John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He's been watching as the Fed has been meeting, and T-Day may have arrived, John.
Well, the market thinks it may have. T-Day standing for Taper Day. You know, that's the word that wasn't in our lexicon a few months ago. Mr. Bernanke started talking about the Fed was going to taper and rates have been rising. Well, this afternoon about 1 o'clock, we find out, is it this month or is it next month or is it later? And the Dow futures are holding firm this morning. They're up about 30 points because they're waiting to see what's going to happen. And, of course, the market was down only 9 points yesterday. So the world is on hold, holding its breath, seeing what the Fed's going to do. But we get some economic data out that's pretty interesting. One of the ones I thought was most fascinating that came out yesterday came from the National Association of Home Builders. And they say that their survey indicates that their members are increasingly confident and optimistic about the housing sector. Their index jumped from 54 to 58. Now, anything above 50 indicates an expansion for the industry based upon the sentiment of the home builders that are members of this organization. That was more than was expected, and part of the experts that were forecasting that. But the good news is we'd seen that number declining because we'd seen mortgage rates climbing as Mr. Bernanke talked about tapering. And experts say that this signals that maybe the housing sector has swallowed the increase in mortgage rates and is ready to move on. And speaking of that, just a few seconds ago, we got some encouraging numbers from the government in terms of housing starts and also building permits. Housing starts on an annualized basis, the number was way up on an annualized basis, 1,091,000. That's the biggest number we've seen in a number of months. Building permits also on an annualized basis, well over a million. And then here's a subset that we're interested in our area here. This comes from the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers. Now, there was such a thing, but they say that the big six, that's washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, freezers, and ranges, that the shipment of those is up 21% over the previous year, 3.5 million units. For the first 11 months of this year, shipments were up 9.7%. So it appears that the sentiment's improving for home building and also the stuff that goes in those homes. Now, a couple of other things on the side note that are pretty fascinating. We just got a number of earnings this morning, second quarter from FedEx. Their second quarter earnings missed Wall Street's expectations, but their net was up 14% year over year. The revenue was up 3%. And FedEx said that they're seeing their customers continue shifting to cheaper ground delivery versus the air shipment. In fact, the FedEx ground unit revenue was up 8%, a slight drop in the air freight. But don't get too excited about interpreting these numbers about missing Wall Street's expectations. The stock did get hammered early this morning. It was down over 2%. It's now rallied and probably open unchanged. Because it turns out that the online orders, which are so important to FedEx, they were booked, of course, that they'll show up in the next quarter. They're earning the shipments that happened, their orders that happened after Thanksgiving won't show up until the last quarter. And then speaking of online orders, here's something that affects Oklahoma. Macy's says that they're going to spend $170 million to build a 1.3 million square foot fulfillment center near Tulsa to support their growing operation in the online business. And they say more and more customers are using online and mobile devices as opposed to shopping at their traditional brick-and-mortar stores. As a result of that, new fulfillment center, i.e. warehouse, going in there Tulsa to support Macy's.
All right, John. I noticed by the newspaper that a group's trying to get the minimum wage raised in Arkansas, $6.25 an hour currently to $8.50. Mm-hmm. Does that actually raise everybody? If that is passed, does that mean everybody actually makes more? Do they cut jobs?
Well, that's a good question. Of course, what it does mean, it does mean that the price of a lot of things would go up. But, you know, people do deserve, you know, be able to pay their bills and live from one week to the next. And so we might all just have to pay a little bit more for our Egg McMuffins.
There it is, John. Thank you, sir.
Take care, Bill.
All right. John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with some ideas and some that may help you. You could visit with him at that location or you could call him 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.